Hey, Tanya, we listen to my choices to know him. The Tanya will learn like this. Kol ha-menochois, sheribu b'midas chaloson, oi shemiyat b'mos b'midas chaloson, ksheris, enich nami. All the menochois, we make too much or too little, still is kosher. As long as they use the sorrow in a flour, and you can make more or less. Chutz milach lechem apon and lechavit ekoen godol. Only these two has to dafka be 12. But the other menochis, if you make less, even by the lach meitoid, if you only make four, but you ever do the yotza. So that's the shita. But the yeshrim, some say no, af lach meitoid in the zeros. So I lechram, according to these yeshrimrim, the lach meitoid, the likuv has to be 40. Can't only be four. Well, then the zeros has to be 20. But according to the first shita, it's enough that the lach meitoid can be made out of four lechems. Four different types. Omer afuna. Minchas mafe is supposed to bake in a tana. Shofar chalachas yotza, but the yevad, if you make it into one big chavi yotza. My time, what's the reason? Matzah is ksiv, it says the word matzah is without the vov. Masha, but the yevad, the yotza with one big matzah. Masha or a popo, time with the ksiv matzah, because it says the matzah is without a vov. Ho ksiv matzah, so would have said a matzah with a vov, loy, then I would have said likuv, it has to be made out of 10, and you cannot make it out of 1. I will gabi lach metoido tiv matzah. There it says the word with the vav matzahs. And still the yomer of tuvi bakis the omer shmuel lach metoido shofen abo chalasit yotzo. So you can see that even though it says the word the matzahs with the vav, still with the yefid you'd be yotzo with even one. Here by the lach metoido you have to have four different types. So even though lachatchil you're supposed to have 10 of each type, but with the yefid if you only have one, you're also yotzo. So you see, even though it says the word the matzahs, still with the yefid one is good. This type of tanam, shrashihi, the Rav Tuvia diyama afagav dechsev matzois plugi other Rafuna. He talk argues on Rafuna echnami. Rav Tuvia talk argues on Rafuna. Rafuna says on Echnami the digas on because it says the word the matzois without a vav. Therefore, with the yevadi yotzer with one. But Echnami, if a word is said with a vav, then Echnami the Rav have to have 10 the exact amount. Now the Mishnah says, Hoimer. The oimer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, they used to cut down 3 saws worth of the new barley, and used to have to be nappered, like sieve it down until they get a pure 1 isorin out of the 3 saws of a barley. That we had before in the Mishnah. Shtei halechem, shtei azvor and shvus, is shtei esroinim. They used to use 2 esroinim. Each challah was nisorin of flour. Also, Mishalos Soyim, you used to have to sift it down to start out with 3 soyim. Here, the Shtei Lechem came from Chitim, from wheat, even though the fresh wheat, the vice says the wheat doesn't have as much shaft as the barley has. Therefore, the barley, you have to cut down 3 saws in order to be menachah to get 1 pure isorin. Mashenkin by Shtei Lechem, which is by wheat, there it's enough to cut down 3 saws worth to be able to get out 2 esroinims worth of pure flour. What about the lechem aponim that was done on every Shabbos? Is esrim v'yabu esrinim? They used to use 24 esrinim. Or another lechem aponim was 12 challahs, and each challah was from 2 esrinim. Now, how much wheat did they have to cut down for this? Me'esrim v'yabu esoyim. All they had to cut down was just 24 saws. From 1 saw, they were able to get out an isarim, because this chitim was not fresh; it was yosher and old ones. So that term doesn't have that much shift on it. Therefore, it's enough from 1 saw. To get out 1 isorin. So for this 24 esroinim of flour that you need for the lechem aponim, it was enough to cut down to take it from 24 saws worth of wheat. The other word says, my time, what's the reason? Kivun the mechadish osui, or misarim osui, since the oimer is from the new crop, is from chadish, and also is from barley. Therefore, isorin mubchala yosiel mishalosoyim. The only way you're going to get 1 pure isorin, which is 1/10 of a saw, is if you start out with 3 saws worth of the fresh barley. And with that, you start to sift it down until finally you get at least 1/10 of a saw, 1 isorin of pure barley flour. Shtei alechem, what about the shtei alechem and shvuas that came from shtei esroinim? Shtei esroinis. Mishalosoyim, they had to cut down 3 saws worth of wheat, and from that the menachah to get out 2 esroinim. Why? How come they got more from the wheat? Kivon the chit yasin, since the shtei lechem came from wheat, Kivan the Mechit in Asian, Afagav the Mechodesh Shach, even though it's from the new crop, it's also from Chodesh, but still, it's not as bad, it's not as dirty as the Bali was. So by the Bali, you had to cut down three saws just to get one pure Yisurin. Over here was enough to get, from three saws, here it's enough to get two Esrainim of pure flour. Then it says the Mishnah of the Lechem upon him was Esther Viabo Esrainos. You have to use 24 Esrainos of flour. And all that I cut down was Me Esther Viabo Soyim from 24 saws of wheat. My time, what's the reason? Kivun the Mechita Osei. Since, first of all, it came from wheat. Only Yoshin Osei came from the older crop, it's not from the Chodesh, it's from the new one. He saw a Mubchor, Osei Miso, from one saw he could sift down to get one pure Yisorin. So therefore, since you only need 24 Esroinim, it's enough to have 24 saws. Turn around, what's the price like this? Kol HaMenachos, Sheribo, Bemidas Esroinim, or Shemiyat Bemidas Esroinim Sulas. Every mincha that has its amount of how much flour you have to have there, the Yisorin, if you have a little bit less or a little bit more, it's Psula. It has to be the exact amount, one Yisorin. Ribo Bemidas Soyin Shalhen, or Shemiyat Bemidas Soyin Shalhem Ksheros. But that you start off first cutting down three saws, or we had 24 saws, even though you cut down less than that, but still it'll be kosher, because the main thing is the mice that have Yisorin worth of flour. Even though it's not so pure as it would have been sifted down more and more, but the mice if we have the Yisorin of flour, even though it's not sifted down that much, still but the evidence Ksheros. Now the Mishnah says, Ho'imer, Ho'yemenufo, Bishloish Esrei Napo, that the Oimer, that used to cut down three saws, and to really sift it down to get one Yisorin, they used to use 13 different sifters to use, because that is sifted down so much. Ushtei Halechem, Bishtei Esrei, with the Shtei Halechem, used to sift down using 12. Or sifters. Because the Shtei Lechem also used to have three saws of wheat, and for that it was sifted down to get the two Esrainim of flour. So for that it's enough to use just 12, not 13, it was enough to have 12. The Lechem Aponim, what about Lechem Aponim that you have to sift down 24 saws to get 24 Esrainim? The Yachas Esrei was not just enough to have just 11 sifters. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, "Lehoyilah kitzva." There was no exact amount; as much as they needed, they would use. And not only was no amount of how many sifters, but who within is not an amount of how many flour, how much soy mechitim you have to cut down. Elarada soyless menupa kol tzarkoy mevi. That's all. As long as they have pure flour, they have any sorin worth of flour, it's enough. No matter how much soy you start out with, it doesn't make enough kamina. The main thing is that you come out with a pure soilus. Shinema the Pasuk says, for lokach the soilus, for your fisaisa, take flour and bake with it. Achete menupa kol tzarka, that's all. As long as you sifted it down to have fine flour, that's enough. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. For the Maisa, lochetet the Tanakamo, that there wasn't a measurement, lechetchila at least, how much you have to cut down to have the pure soilus. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, word like this. Bedako, bigaso, bedako, bigaso. Like how did they used to sift it down? The use of these 13 sifters was bedako, bigaso, means tishtei napois hoidamitish, there were two of them. Achas was daka, very fine, very thin. Viachas gaso was thicker. Shekorin, Rashi says, v'tchilo hoya manifa medako, use a sifter, the thinner one. And we have a lot of serlis and subin there. V'yekema choylech libud. Lava and apa, and after they would do that, then they would come back and use the bigger one. So the kids, even though they used to sift it down 13 times, but really all they had to use were just two sifters, a coarse one and a fine one. They did the opposite, they kept on taking them one after another, one daka, one gasa, one daka, one gasa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar way in there, Sholosh Esrei Napa Soi V'Mikdash. No, there were 13 sifters in the base of Mikdash. Zulu Mala Mezu, Zulu Mala Mezu. Like each one was finer, a different situation, a different coarse one over the other one. And Elyono collect the subin. The top ones would like collect or return the bran. Then Tachtonos collect the silas. And the bottom ones, they will retain the fine flour. Like when it got to the bottom ones, that was the fine flour with the silas. Rabbi Shimon Naima says the Mishnah Hoyland Kitzva. There wasn't any exact amount. Tana Rabbanan. Soiles v'yafi soisa. Have flour and bake it. Melamed shenikchis soiles. That you're supposed to take fine flour. And Mekitz, that's all you have to do. You could just buy fine flour and use it for the menachas. When we now had a menachas, afilu chitin, you could even buy wheat also. Ta'amulayim v'lakachto. Mikol mokam anyway. Yochla, I would have thought to say, af b'shar menachas. Maybe other menachas also came the same menachas. Ta'amulayim, it says, oysa, no, only here, and not by shar menachas. It's only by the lechem aponim was it mutter, and not by the shar menachas. That's oysa. And the reason why we're more makel here by the lechem upon him, mevnei ha-chischun, means like to be sparing, to save. So Mer explains now, Omer Ablaza, my mevnei ha-chischun, what does this mean to say? Omer Ablaza, ha-Torah chosa al-mamoynisha Yisrael. The Torah has rachmonis upon the expense of Klai Yisrael. And therefore, since the lechem upon him comes every single Shabbos, 12 lechems, therefore, the maker of the say it's enough to buy, just to buy, pure flour from the market like. Hech remiza, where do we see such a remiss for this? The passage says, Veshkisa seda v'yes biram. So Rashi says, the pshat is, there is a maker over here, that you could buy the wheat, and like sift it down yourself. Because if you have to buy the pure flour from the market like, it costs much more, it's much more expensive. So the Torah was maker over here, that if you want, you could buy the wheat, and you could grind it, sift it down yourself. Because but the Torah was makel, like it says in this pasuk, that they gave to drink, and they also gave the cattle to drink. Like the water they gave in the midbar was not only for the Yisraelim, but was also for the Dirim, for the Behemta, as if to save the Moinesha Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, Hatoido, Hoisabo, Chomisoyin, Yerushalmiyis. The minchas, when they brought a korban toida, and you had to have the lechem, the lachme toida, they came from five soyin of Yerushalayimus. That's how much, like, wheat you had to cut down. Shehein shesh midborius, which was really six soyis of the measurement of the midbar. Now, shtei eifois, it was two eifois. In other words, the six soyis ended up to be two eifois. Ha'efa shol soin, because an efa is three soin, and for yisorin is always a tenth of an efa. So that's how we get that. What that from shol yisorin, one tenth of that is from shol soin. One tenth is the yisorin, because the efa is shol soin. Now esrim yisorin, there were ten yisorin. In other words, since she had shtei efas, and each efa has ten esrinim. So together the Shtei Eifois came out to be Esrim Yisorim, 20 Yisorim. Asara Lechomets, 10 of them by Lachme Toida now, 10 of them was used, 10 Yisroinis were used for the Chomets, the Asara Lechomets, and the other 10 was used for the three different types of Matzah. Asara Lechomets,